This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Denver is considering keeping some roads closed permanently in city parks. Denverite's David Sachs reports.
The closures started as an experiment to encourage residents to get outside during the pandemic and also as a way to keep parks from getting overcrowded. Now the move to keep many vehicles out of the same major parks may last for good. Denver's Parks Department will first consider Cheeseman Park, Ruby Hill, and Sloan's Lake. Four others will also be on the table. Park planners will gather feedback and weigh a number of factors, like how changes could impact park access for people with disabilities. I'm David Sachs, Denverite.
The Colorado Automobile Dealers Association says overall sales through August were down about 16% compared to the same period last year. But that's less severe than the 30% drop in the spring when dealers closed because of the pandemic. Association spokesman Tim Jackson says inventory is still a problem.
We only have 10 to 30% of what we typically have in inventory on our lots. We've never really experienced anything like this, and hope we don't ever have to again, frankly.
Carmakers shut down production earlier this year for weeks, which also pushed up prices on used cars. CDOT plans to reopen the westbound deck of I-70 through Glenwood Canyon today. Crews finished repaving the lanes, work that was delayed because of the Grizzly Creek fire. Travelers in both directions should still expect some lane closings east of Glenwood Springs. 83 in Denver, 74 in Vail, 57 in Grand Junction. This is CPR.